Actually, I know everyone's been saying for a long time, and I just want to jump in, because I heard something earlier today, and I the Women's Center Facebook page, because I'm one of the coordinators, and I think my coordinator is really awesome, or but I just wanted to share something. Thank you. I just wanted to share something that I bring, and it's like starting to get, like, it has like 2,000 things, and I was like, supporting this, like, fucking amazing, and I really want to get everyone who's looked at it. But I also want to share with you guys in case you haven't looked at it. So, I'm going to paraphrase some of it for the sake of time, but I started off by saying, dear friends, volunteers, and allies of the Women's Center. It essentially reminded in my corporate attention that there has been some unsupported sentiments coming from the Carlson community regarding survivors from the Comanche trial. As you know, yesterday, former CBC radio host John Comanche was acquitted of all charges laid against him, and it was a reminder that there's an additional trial set in June on another sexual assault charge. And I went on to say that we're disappointed that there's people working in our community at Carlson contributing to the spread of misinformation and frankly victim blaming. We believe this sends the wrong message to students that we're here to support and believe. And we want to make 100% clear that we as the Women's Center do not align ourselves with that kind of behavior and with beliefs. And I also spoke about like privilege of being a student and the ability to work at the Women's Center, which I'm going to skip over. And I want to put something in perspective for people, because there's this view and attitude that the women are liars and they conspire and they're manipulators, and that's so fucking bullshit and you're so fucking angry. So
bullshit!
Let's do some real check-in, people. Okay, so the act of violence that occurred between Comanche and survivors happened to you 2002 and 2003, which is fucking like over 10 years ago. I ask you, can you remember what you did for your birthday in 2002 and remember to recall it in a linear fashion? Remember what you were wearing, who was there, and all the days surrounding it. I would be hard pressed to remember. I was like fucking like 13 at that time. Seriously. To further prove my point, I want to share something personal with you all, and I just want to make a side note that I'm not trying to equate my experience with my personal experience of that with sexual assault survivors. I'm just telling a personal story that demonstrates some common experiences. Over a few weeks of the Christmas holiday, I meet someone that I'm going to call X. X is about 5 years older than me, well established, because he owned an ace car, a condo, full time for me, etc. We went on a few dates, and I have so great feelings about him. Nothing that I could really put my finger on, though, and my friends encouraged me to give him another try because I couldn't verbalize exactly what I didn't like about him. But then I lost my job. Feeling sad and taking into consideration what my friends had said, I called him, we hung out, it went well, and I told him I'd like to hang out with him more. We started hanging out again soon after, and little issues started to present itself, but nothing ever big enough to make me really worry. For example, I recall going out to lunch with him and him spending about a quarter of the time on his phone, interrupting me to tell me something funny someone had tweeted. Kind of rude, but in my mind not worth addressing. Maybe I was talking too much, maybe I was boring. Or I would show him something funny on the internet and he'd say, of course, he would like that. He would ask to spend every day with me while making occasional offhanded remarks, and he didn't know what to make of it. Needless to the point, these small behaviors started adding up and escalating. By the end of us dating, it ended up with him guilting me into having sex because I said I was uncomfortable already and that I usually take months before having sex with someone. I identify as demisexual and I'll let you guys Google that on your own time. He laughed at me and he said, I will only date you, like, commit to a relationship if you have sex first, followed by, you're a liar, you portray yourself as a sexual person, I can't believe you would lie and misrepresent yourself.
We believe you!
We believe you!
He's an ass!
Yeah.
I never, ever said anything about sex, that I wanted sex, or what I wanted or needed in a relationship. I think he assumed I was sexual somehow because of the fact that I would wear makeup and dress nice on dates. But that's what I'm assuming. Unfortunately, we didn't have sex, so I did do things that I didn't really want to do because I felt like I had to prove myself as not a liar. What I now recognize his behavior as a series of abusive and manipulative tactics, including nagging, gaslighting, put downs, coercion, and guilt, etc., which all happened in a relatively short period of span. in my entire adult life. I started therapy for over a year. It almost took me until the end of my therapy session to tell my therapist why I had an issue with this ear. To this day, I don't wear makeup or only for rare occasions because it causes me anxiety. As I'm writing this story, it was difficult for me to recall what I had even done on my first date with him, or some of the things that he had said, or the clothes I had worn when we hung out. I do remember my cat dying 2 weeks after and re-adding him on Snapchat, hoping he would contact me, because I was so confused and overwhelmed with my feelings. Me reaching out to him was not because he thinks he did not happen. It was because I didn't understand what had happened to me. I had also feared him, and I didn't want him to be mad at me because I felt like I had done something wrong. That maybe I was a liar, I had misrepresented myself, and I internalized these feelings.
Not your fault.
This was 2 years ago, and I can already feel my ability to recall the details of what happened to me. So I want to remind people that when we ask if survivors are complete bullshit and unreasonable, I believe survivors. Thank you.